When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband and theatrical co-star, Christopher.
Theatrical co-star.
Hype man,
One bloody month of touring, and I'm now a theatrical co-star. Good golly, Miss Molly. Goodness me.
Hey, fun and
hiya.
Hey, everyone. Hope you're all well.
Hi, everyone. Yes, we hope you're all well. We hope you're having fun. We have been on tour for almost the entire month of September. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've also been doing a TV show and my own tour as well, along with the Shag Married Annoyed tour, which has been manic.
Busy little bee.
But we're home. We're home together for a day.
For one day.
For one day.
Not even a day. It's 1 o'clock now. We've only just got back.
Yeah, and I
leave. You're only here till... Oh, well, not a day because you get
to No. I leave at 12:30 tomorrow, so that's 23 and a half hours I'm home.
Great.
Yeah. Enough time to change the fucking water in the fish tank.
And,
God,
and the bulb's gone up above the oven.
Two bulbs gone above the oven.
I've what else have I got you to
I've
do?
I've got to take the leaves off the wheels of the automatic mower.
Yes.
Or he's going to fall off.
Oh, Chris, I'll find loads of shit for you to do.
Well, I look forward to that.
Loads of jobs.
Hey, honestly. God, be a famous comedian, they said. Bloody high life, didn't it? Eh? Come home and get all the fucking janitorial shit to do from round your house. Christ alive, honestly.
Do you know what, though? I hate myself for not doing it.
Yeah.
Because part of us is like, Rosie, what, you can do this. But I'm like, oh, no, I can't be arsed.
I don't, yeah, the bulbs.
You're good at changing bulbs.
Well, I mean, as compliments go, pretty shit one, but I will take it.
Yeah.
Shout out to the people who sold us this house because I've never seen a bulb selection like it.
Oh, they left so many bulbs.
I feel like they forgot. That there is, I've never seen an amount of bulbs
do you think
that
was,
they left.
That was meant to go at their new house.
Unbelievable.
And they've just left it.
Oh, by the way, to all the electricians listening, yeah, we mean lamps. Sorry.
What?
Yeah, so I got told off a Sparky once.
Right, why?
For calling them bulbs. He went, bulbs are what grow in the garden. These are lamps.
Oh, really?
Apparently so.
They're bulbs?
I got told off, right?
Wow.
And all I'm saying is, well, now I'm conflicted now because maybe I'm wrong or maybe I'm not. But he was a mate of mine. He wasn't, like, really angry. He didn't, like, hit us or
it's
anything.
It's like pants and trousers.
Right, yeah.
We call them pants.
Yeah.
The things that that we wear on the outside.
Yeah.
Not underwear. But everyone else calls them trousers.
Oh, yeah. So if I was on, you know, This Morning, for example, on ITV, and I said, I'm going to go on in me pants, they'd go, oh, my God!
Yeah.
No, put some trousers on. They are trousers. Ah! Oh, the North-South Divide strikes again.
Too much. It's too much.
Hey, guys. What's about to happen is you are about to hear a load of questions that we have had saved up over the past year or so. And because we are so busy with this bloody tour,
yeah,
that what I've got is our fantastic producer Daisy has collated together a load of the unused questions. And they're not unused because they're not good. They're unused because we just fucking natter on for far too long.
But some of them are from, like, last year, I think.
Yeah, some of them will still be talking about lockdown and not allowed to leave the house and stuff.
So
try and ignore that. I don't do trigger warnings, but trigger warning, there will be talking about that. Because I'll be honest with you, I slag off trigger ones, but that does trigger me.
When to
I
be see honest,
it, I watched Taskmaster last night and they're still all sitting apart because it was filmed last time. It was filmed in the thing and I didn't like it at all.
It might be a little bit of an emotional roller coaster of a listen because there was times when we were really happy, but then there was times when we were really, really sad.
In all honesty, the last one that we just did with all of the other questions, the unused questions on, I listened to it while I was, because I couldn't remember any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I could not remember them. So I actually listened to my own podcast in the
was
gym,
it all right?
In the hotel gym, like a dickhead.
Vain
how
much...
bad is that?
Ugh.
I was on the treadmill and I had to turn it down. I was like, if someone walks past and just sees me listening to my own podcast,
did you not
like,
even have your headphones
dickhead.
In?
I Of course I had my headphones in.
Imagine.
This phone screen I had to turn over just in case anyone saw it.
Imagine if you didn't have your headphones in. You were just like, this is me.
Running out of breath. Me and my wife, listen to the banter. Oh my goodness, everyone, listen.
Horrific.
But we've still got a couple of things to say, and we've still got, don't you worry, a lucrative...
Oh, for God's sake.
Hey, shush you.
Here it is.
Shush.
Can I just... Big shout out to Cup of Soups. Having a cup of soup. I haven't had one of these
for years. Very professional. Well, you've done it again. Yeah, so again, letting you behind the curtain here, dear listener. Rosie, chocolate quilted shit pig, is currently sitting... finishing off the dregs of one of the smelliest cup of soups I think I've ever.
Oh, so good.
Just doing it while... Who fucking makes a cup of soup to go and do a podcast? What's wrong with you?
I'm really hungry, I'm sorry. I'm at the bottom bit now, you know, when you get all the carrot and that?
God, it smells like fucking pot noodle water. It's disgusting.
Reminds me of working in offices.
It reminds me of working in offices because some dirty cunt would always come in. Sorry, I've used to see you. Some dirty sod would always come in and stink the whole place out with a cup of soup or bloody something they've heated up from home. And
you've done that wrong.
And this is a very small recording studio that we've got in our house.
Man,
the whole you got in the van the other day with a full bloody salad with something on. And what was it? You got the first day we got in the van, you got in with like some veg that you cooked.
Super noodles.
Sugar, that was it. Super noodles or some veg in a van. Guys, you see what I'm touring
I'm
with?
I'm a very lazy chef currently, aren't I?
Disgusting. Mm. The travelling chef. Fucking hot box in every room I'm in with you. Honestly, it's like a duvet.
Then?
It's like a duvet full of farts in here. Sick, guys. Without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's lucrative sponsor is doing weights at the gym once and aching for 3 days with no visible gain or positivity from doing it.
You are ridiculous.
Waste of time.
How did you think that your arm was going to change after doing weights for one session?
I did one session of weights in the gym. The next day, I didn't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 80s.
You're a moron.
Raging. My back was hurting. My chest was hurting. My triceps was hurting. Absolutely pointless. Don't know why people do it.
Because you've got to get past that pain and do it more often.
Nah.
You can't just be doing it once and expecting to look different. You're living on another planet.
And I realise I am. I did it and I was like, why have I done that?
But that's me.
Weights in general. I just find it boring. Getting on a treadmill, fine. Getting on a cross trainer or a bike, absolutely fine. Oh, what are you doing? I'm standing, moving this bit of my arm to do that little bit of muscle.
No, weights are really good. Weights are really good cardio. They're really good for your heart.
Mm.
Runners do weights.
I won't have it.
That's what a personal trainer told me once.
Urban myth. I feel like it's an urban myth.
It's absolutely not.
I tell you, speaking of urban myths and gyms and weights.
Okay.
As I wrote down that hilarious sponsor this week in my phone, something popped in my head that I had completely forgot.
Right.
So, when we were younger, we were allowed to go to, can you remember, Bodywise in South Shields? So, Bodywise was the gym in the leisure centre in South Shields.
Yes, I do.
And you could go on a Saturday morning. If you were under 16,
you could go on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
But like, you know, the rave nights that they used
A bit like
to do.
Nappy Night. Nappy like a Nappy Night in Ibiza, but it was Nappy Morning at the
great.
Gym.
I've been. We probably were there at the same time.
Yeah, if you turned the treadmill up too high, the ladies came and told you off.
Mm-hmm.
And I did remember one guy turned it up far too high and he fell off and he smashed the mirror behind him.
Brilliant.
He must have only been about 14. It was hilarious. However, my mates at school, right, and I've never told you this, my mates at school turned around and went, yeah, we don't go to Bodywise, we go to another one. And it was either West, I don't want to slag a gym off here, but it was either Westall Gym or one of the gyms that's like a proper pump and iron gym.
Westall Gym used to be there.
Yeah, where all the stuff's old and rusty and and they
smells like blokes.
They told everyone in the school that if you go there and you go to the back and you speak to a bloke at the back, they take you in a back room and they've got this thing where they'll hang weights off your dick to make your dick bigger.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Why have you never told me this before?
I'm not going to say the surnames, right? But it was two of my mates, Billy and Jamie, they were both called from school. I'm not going to surname you, but if you somehow listen, you know exactly who you are. Ian, they said that.
That's ridiculous.
Say that. Oh, you go in the back and you speak to the bloke. He takes you in the back and they've got this thing and they're like hanging off your knob. And like they only put light weights on at first and it like stretches your dick, makes your dick bigger.
But then
you keep going back and you just get more weights on each time and it just makes your dick bigger.
Question. Was that an out and out lie or did they actually do that? Because that's worrying.
To this day, I don't know, but I find it hilarious.
We need to find out because if they were doing that, then that's really dangerous.
Really
bad. But I
doubt very much they were doing it, but they were like, yeah, you go in the back, they're like, hang weights off your dick, mate. You
fantastic.
Got to speak to this bloke in the back. He's not there all the time. He's there at this about this time and he takes you in a back room and stresses you out.
To be 14 again. Honestly. So fun. And all I'm thinking is, because I used to go to that gym when I was younger. Imagine working there on that morning. Oh, God, without just kids and with gym equipment.
Oh, body-wise, you mean. Horrible. Right, okay, I thought you meant the morning when everyone comes in for a dick stretch. Queue here for the treadmill, queue here for the dick stretch. Please sanitise the machines after you've finished, especially the dick stretch. Exclusively the dick stretch.
Oh, that's horrible. That's absolutely awful. I'm gonna say it's not true.
This week's sponsor is Dick Stretch.
Dick Stretching.
Hey, is your tiddler a little bit too short? Know a little gym you can go to? Speak to the man at the back and get your dick stretched.
Fish hook it on. Get your weight on.
Oh, Rank. Gosh.
Right, okay, well, let's crack on.
There we go.
We will be back next week with a
more.
Proper...
I mean, we are here, kind of, but we're just having
no, but we'll do a proper for real podcast because we miss it, but we just genuinely
because you've also got loads
time.
Of leftover questions from the live shows as well, haven't you?
Oh!
The questions from the public. Now, there's some people out there who don't believe that the entire second section of the show is different every single night because Rosie sources brand new cues from the pews every single night. But honestly, I'm enjoying it more than stand-up because I get to have a couple of beers, sit on that sofa in front of arenas full of people and experience them stories at the same time. Yeah. And a big shout out to everyone who's came so far. You're just been just incredible crowds.
We're having so much fun. So much more fun. I knew it would be fun, right? I did. I was like, this is going to be fun. It's exceeded all of my expectations.
I've not been part of a production or a show or a TV show or a tour or anything like it in my life. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging here.
No, it's because of the audience. The audience.
Every single night's been a standing ovation, which is something I've never experienced in my entire career. And I can't believe it.
Awkward.
And I think it's probably me. It's got nothing to do with you. And listen, we've got Manchester Opera House left at the end of this month. It's sold out. And then we start up again in end of November, December. Manchester Opera House, we kick off with again, weirdly, because of COVID, the way it was all rescheduled. That's sold out. And the Edinburgh reschedules are sold out in December. But the arena shows, there is some tickets left for the arena shows. Snap them up quick because people are starting to realise that this shit is definitely happening and they are going to go. And it is just so much fun. You haven't lived until you've heard 11,000 people singing Let's Talk About Shit. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Absolutely ridiculous. Phenomenal. I'm not going to lie.
We love you all for being a part of it. Thank you for listening. If you haven't come to the shows, come to the shows. And if you haven't and you don't want, just thank you for listening anyway. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. And thank you.
Yeah.
What's that, Chris? What? You're doing a stand-up tour? Oh, thanks, mate. Hey, thanks, mad random guy in the corner there drinking a cup of soup who's reminded us. I have also got to do a little shout-out to my stand-up. So I am... a lot of the gigs are sold out, but the next ones with tickets are the 7th of October, Guildford G Live. The 8th of October, Reading Hexagon. And the 9th of... Oh, my God, I'm doing this and I can hear you drinking a fucking cup of soup.
I'm picking
it's
out.
So loud. You're hitting the metal spoon.
Is it me flogging my stand-up to it isn't bad enough?
You're
right,
fucking... Sorry. Moving away from the mic, you piece of shit.
All right, man. God,
7th of October, Guildford, G Live. 8th of October, Reading Hexagon. 9th of October, Skegness Embassy Theatre.
Ooh, Skeg
Vegas. There's a handful of tickets left for them if you want to come to that and see the stand-up.
Right, I've got a wash to put on. Come on.
Brilliant. That's unprofessional. That's
it's
just
true.
Unprofessional.
I've got a lot of shit to Great. Catch up on.
Guys, enjoy these cues from the pews from the archives and we will be back in your ears proper, good and proper, next week when I've got more than 24 hours in the house.
Yes.
Right, let's go and do some housework.
Thanks, everyone.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
Until the embarrassingly mature age of about 19, I genuinely thought that quorns were little birds that no one give a shit about.
Quorns?
Quorns. Just let that sink in. Like quorn.
So when Mo Farah's advertising quorn mints. She thought quorn was made out of little birds called quorns.
That nobody really cares.
So it was like, be vegetarian, apart from these wankers, you can eat these wankers.
It's it when it goes on to say, thought there were little birds that no one gives a shit about, and that there were so many of them that needed to go, even the vegetarians would eat them.
Brilliant. Absolutely wonderful. Don't eat meat, apart from these. Thin out their numbers, because they are taking the piss.
There's loads of them. Quons. It's like what cod used to be.
Quons?
Little quons.
Quons? Was Was she getting mixed up with quails at some point, do you think?
Possibly, yeah.
Corns? Fuck me.
That made me laugh. Is there anything you've assumed was the case, then found out the truth and realised how ridiculous you've been the whole time?
Well, I mean, to dredge up an absolute podcast gold moment.
What?
Leprechaun.
Oh, I mean.
Has to be leprechaun. That's the
give
biggest.
Give us a break.
That's the biggest one ever.
That's not quorn, though. That's mishearing.
That's leprechaun.
No.
You were singing it to the masses.
No, this.
Belting it out.
Leprechaun.
Proper. You were enunciating the P, weren't you? I know you were. Leprechaun.
Leprechaun sing. That's mishearing lyrics of a song, not thinking that vegetarians have just decided to eat a certain kind of bird because there's loads of them.
That's great.
Come on.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So now and then people send us things that have gone sort of viral on Reddit and things like that, and they'll find it and they'll go, look, this belongs on your podcast. And I got sent one today. And the title on it, it's a screen grab of a post, and the title on it is, My Husband Doesn't Use Toilet Paper. Now, as a man who doesn't really use toilet paper myself that much, I jump straight to the shower.
Because you go in the shower.
Yeah. I thought, what's all this about? It's like I said before, I've said it loads of times, people put up with, you know, when we get emails and we get things from people who go, oh, he does this and I'm still with him, or he's done it. People will put up with so much stuff. This is the worst thing I've ever heard someone putting up with,
I'm
right?
Intrigued.
So she is 22, so it's Reddit, so the right F22. So she's female 22, he's male 24, that's who's in
the Right, so she's young, so you put up with a lot more when you're younger.
I've dated a few boys over the years before finding my SO, significant other.
Oh, I hate all, honestly, right. Hate all that.
You're going to get very annoyed.
Right, well, I hate it when they talk about kids more. Right. Day, darling, right. Daughter.
Oh, when they're doing the
all
that
code
and that. On,
oh,
and
shut
then,
up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I've never seen anything as bizarre as what he's doing. Some of you may think that I'm joking or trolling, but for the love of God, I kid you not. I just don't have the will to say this to him, brackets male 24, or anyone else. So she's not saying it to him. She's not broaching it with him. She's not bringing it up. She's not telling anyone else. She's literally unloading onto this website.
Okay.
Anonymously.
And this is something that he does.
This is something that he does, right? I figured it was harmless to come on here where there's no shame of anyone and nobody knows me. My new husband, they're married, she's 22, he's 24, they're married.
Okay.
Mostly while he's sleeping and other random times throughout the day, has a habit, she's American, of picking his butt and sprinkling the bits across the bed that I'll find and get grossed out about.
What does she mean by bits?
So he doesn't use toilet paper. He'll just leave it there and then throughout the day, you'll pick bits
no.
off.
No. Oh, no. Are you being bits of poo?
Yeah. It's one of the worst things I've ever heard. And like, sprinkling it around. Like, you thought a dog lying on Jaffa Cake was bad.
Is that the way he just gets rid of it?
That's, yeah. So he's sort it? Of, again, yeah, he'll just spread it out throughout the day.
This is horrible.
I know that people can sometimes be into weird things, but I can't tell you how unappealing it is to be in the bed and spot...
Oh.
She uses a great word here. Crumbs at any random moment. And it really destroys any mood for me personally. How the heck, that this is the mad bit. This is what I can't get around in people's heads.
Right.
How the heck do I tell him that he has to stop doing it without coming off as weird and condescending? Love, are you off the fucking planet? You like how do you tell him?
Babes.
You grab him by the back of his head and rub his nose in it like a fucking dog,
no.
And then slap him on the nose with a rolled up newspaper and go, no, you
dirty boy,
dirty disgusting man, stop picking your ass, you filth. If you wipe it, this would be bad, but you don't even wipe it. You just pick the dry bits off throughout the day. Monster.
Condescending.
How do you end up marrying someone who does this?
That's hilarious. Look at babes.
I don't want to
be condescending, but you know that thing that you learn to do when you're three? Could you do it now? You know, what do you mean, my love? Wiping your ass.
So
could you wipe
bad.
Your ass, please?
So bad.
It's vile.
Oh, he does it under the covers and I'll have no clue about it. And then I don't want to sleep where there's literally shit crumbs laying around.
Oh, I'm so... Do you know in cartoons when they walk around with bits of like air coming off them?
Oh, the smell, the wiggly light.
Stink.
He just constantly
Just.
All right, mate. Good to meet you. I'm Dave. What's that? What? What's that above your head? Oh, they're my wiggly stink lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, they follow us around.
My flies will be along in a minute.
Pick me arse, by the way. I just shook your hand. Well, shouldn't have.
This is horrible. I bet dogs go and sniff his arse in the park. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
2 years ago at uni, I was in the flat / building alone.
Okay.
I had been apart from my boyfriend for a month and decided, since I had free roam with no threat of disruption, I would tend to my lady garden and do some reunion preparation for the next day.
Reunion?
Well, because she's been apart from my boyfriend.
Oh, right.
For a month.
I didn't hear that. So she's... I sort of switched off slightly.
That's great.
I did, yeah. I was thinking... Isn't it weird? I was thinking about where we're going to put these foldy chairs when we're finished, because I've got too many foldy chairs today.
Take notice of what I'm saying.
So she's tending a lady garden because it was empty. The whole flat
She's got her flat to herself, right. And she's having a...
Okay, sorry.
You know.
I'll listen to that one.
I was completely naked, as I'm a curvier girl, so bras and t-shirts restrict my vaginal view. I feel you. I haven't seen mine for years.
Now, we've got all the mirrors on the floor.
Without a mirror. That's why we've got that mirrored room just on the floor, though.
Is that where we've got the mirror ramps at the corner of the room from the wall to the floor? 45-degree mirror ramps.
Like in clocks when you're getting your shoes.
I can see your shoes.
For me vag.
Vag view.
Right, so she hasn't got anything on, basically.
Okay, just naked.
I have music playing to prevent boredom, and the next thing I know, I hear my door handle go and the word maintenance.
That's what she was doing.
No, somebody's come in.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, right, well done.
Yeah.
I dove like a less than elephant dolphin onto my bed, but it was too late. The guy.
Sorry. Do you mean elegant?
What did I say?
Elephant. You said a less than elephant dolphin. I just couldn't work out what it was.
So tired.
A
less than elegant.
So she dove like a less than elegant dolphin
onto the bed, but it was too late. The guy saw everything.
Of course he did. Flying through the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Embarrassing, but hey, I reassured him it was fine, and to come in is getting maintenance round is like gold dust.
Right.
He came to fix my radiator. I had reported broken 4 months before this.
Fantastic.
So it was already my luck he was here the one time I was.
Got you.
He kneels right down next to my scattered shaved hair.
Oh, man alive.
But he doesn't notice, so all is good.
Oh, no.
He drops a screw.
Oh.
My hall's carpet is brown and ugly.
Lovely brown carpet.
Mm-hmm. Almost like the appearance of a dusting of pubic hair.
Oh, Jesus.
This man started brushing his hand through my shaven pubes to find his screw.
This is horrible. Oh, man.
He noticed very quickly, looked at his hand covered in my hair, looks at me with sheer disgust, looks back down, dusts his hand off and said he was finished and left. I have never been so mortified in my life.
She's lucky, because if I was him, I'd have just walked in and went, radiator bloke. Radiator broke, is it? Might as well put some fucking clothes on, love. Do you need a radiator? Hang some clothes on. Walk around with the buff.
Well done, dad jokes. Hey. Why should... Having a little dry shave. That's gonna hurt the morra.
Must have been a zzz.
What do you mean?
It must have been a zzz.
Like an epilator.
Or just a shave I would use like on a beard.
Jake, how long's that pubes? It's only been a month.
Well, you never know. Must be.
Christ.
I don't know what's going on. She hasn't had a chance.
She is an elephant.
Well, no, because if she was an elephant, she'd have done her pubes because they'd never forget.
Oh, Christopher.
Dad jokes.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. So, I have been with my boyfriend for a year and a half now. Everything is great, other than the fact that I have never, ever seen his feet. Seriously.
I don't know what the word was going to be.
Chris, there's people living in this world.
That's great.
In Relationships that I will never understand, right? Listen to this.
A year and a half.
She's never seen his feet, right? Listen.
God.
He only ever wears trainers. He wears socks in bed, which I cannot stand. And he puts his socks on in the bathroom before he comes out of the shower. I ask him all the time to show me, but he gets really funny about it. He has assured me that it's just because he hates men's feet and because of how he feels about them. He doesn't get his out ever. We've just come back from a 2-week holiday and I still haven't seen them.
Oh my mm-hmm. God. What about in the sun lounger? What about in the pool?
No, I don't know. He must have wore them little, you know, the little water shoes.
The aqua shoes.
Or he didn't go in the pool. I, on the other hand, would wear flip-flops all year round if I could, and I just don't understand why he's so funny about it. So my question is, how weird actually is it that I haven't seen them because it's bothering me now?
That is... To go on holiday
yeah.
and not even see them. I've got mates who hate feet.
But yeah,
on holiday,
yeah, yeah.
They
You've
just
got to.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this out there.
Uh-huh.
Webbed. He's got webbed feet.
See, I was going to go the other way. Have you ever seen Lost Boys?
Oh, is that the vampires?
The vampire one,
yeah. Long
so there's
time
a scene
ago.
On Lost Boys mm. where Corey Feldman and the other young actors go into their cave in the middle of
yeah.
the day.
Yeah.
And Kiefer Sutherland and the rest of the vampires are all hanging upside down, asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a shot of their feet and they've got like bat feet.
Right.
And they're grabbed on like the roof of the cave.
There you are.
Might have bat
That's
feet.
That's his feet.
Might have bat feet.
It's got to be something. I mean
bless
this hating
him.
Feet. And it is quite sad, isn't it?
Obviously really self-conscious about his feet. And you know what it is? I'm going to put it out there. They're probably not even that bad. They're probably just feet.
Feet are manky.
They are disgusting. But, you know, you've just got to be...
But I think if you love somebody, you've got to love, no matter what his feet look like.
Mm.
Could have the worst clompers in the world. But if you love them,
it doesn't matter, does it? You've got to love his socks. Because it looks like that's all you're going to see, though.
I know. But maybe he's... What? Oh!
What?
Oh my word.
What?
He's got a tattoo of his ex's name.
On both feet.
On both feet.
Oh.
Saying like, you're the one that I'll never love anyone else more. Right. Bloody, bloody, bloody.
Or maybe it's half a set. It's like a poem about his ex across the sole of the feet.
Yes.
And when he puts the feet together, it makes the full
yes.
poem.
Or he's got about 9 bands.
Right.
Right. And he's got all the names on his feet.
On each toe.
And she doesn't know about any of them. He's got 10 kids. He's got 10 kids and he's got all the names. And
Rosie quickly fixed her maths there for how many toes people have got. I don't know how I noticed that. I was lightning fast. Congrats. He's got 9 beards. 10, I meant.
10 tiny fingers, 10 tiny toes. Come on. Anna. Do you know if you're missing a toe, you can't walk?
No. It's bollocks. Depends what toe it is.
The little toe?
No.
Your little
toe has got no effect on your balance whatsoever.
It does?
No, it doesn't.
Well, which one is it?
I know some people whose little toes don't touch the floor.
Right, well, which one? Which the,
Probably the fucking big one, you psycho. Which one is it?
The balancer.
Probably none of the ones in the middle. And probably the...
I heard a long time ago the fact that if you're missing a toe, you can't stand.
If you're missing one toe, you can't stand. Bollocks.
Right, well...
Bollocks.
We'll find
out.
Tune in next week.
I'll tell you how I know.
I'll tell you how I know
because back in the day when
yeah.
I was in junior school, I've
yeah.
never told you this. I was in junior school and I went to the toilet.
Uh-huh.
I went to the toilet a lot in junior school because I hated junior school and the day was so long. I used to go to the toilet all the time. And I came back in through the outside door and it was a big green sort of fire door and I opened it onto, and it just came out with the time, my brand new canvasy Nike Air Maxes.
Mm.
And I caught my little toe right under the door and it took
all the
skin off the top of my little toe.
And
I went to hospital, because I always went to hospital when I was a kid.
Of course you did.
Because I was just that kid. And I got the put, right? Did you ever see, when nurses will know this, and people in hospitals will know this, have you ever seen the scaffolding thing that they use to put tubey grips on? Have you ever seen it? So if you've broke your ankle or something, sometimes if you're in really bad pain, they won't just like drag a fucking tubey grip up. It's
like a kitchen roll holder.
But bigger. Imagine
I have,
like a big, and they put it on there, and then they put your leg inside that, and they pull it off that. They had a really small one of them for me little toe. So they put it on me little toe, and I was trying to walk, and I was like, and I was holding my foot, and I was like wobbling around, and the nurse went, "You can put your foot down. The little toe's got no effect on your balance whatsoever." And I went, "Yeah, but it's hurting when it touches the floor." And she went, "Right, okay then." And I hobbled all the way home, and it was like, it must have been a Wednesday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the house, and I was hobbling up the stairs, and I was like, ah, me toe. And I was like hobbling around the house and hopping. And my mum went, oh, yeah, terrible. Yeah, obviously it's not broken. It'll just heal. She went, mind you, you're not able to go to Wet and Wild on Saturday now, will you? It was better instantly.
Funny that. Instantly better. I feel like the hospital have given you a placebo tubey grip. I've never heard of a tour tubey grip.
They put a tubey grip on my little toe. Oh. That's how pathetic I was.
Do you know what it's called?
What?
This is for all the little daft cunts who come in thinking that they've hurt themselves and they haven't. DC tubey grip.
Honestly, they must have laughed their heads off at me with a little tubey grip on my little toe.
Why'd your mum let you get... Oh, yeah. Why'd she let you get away? My mum would never have let me get away with that.
Jealous!
No, honestly... Like,
oh, so you wouldn't? You tell me right now, hand on your heart, on the Bane's life, you wouldn't like a little tubey grip on your toe when you were a kid, and a bit of attention.
Are you kidding me, Chris? Exactly. I used to wear glasses without lenses in. I was desperate for some attention. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
I just listened to the most recent podcast episode, 109, the flannel heavy one.
Got you.
And Chris's justification for hating flannels was that you wouldn't just pick up and use any old mask lying about.
Okay.
I think you said that, didn't you?
Yes,
you know,
think
like
so.
At the minute, because of the pandemic, everyone's wearing masks. Yeah. And this person has said, oh, Chris, naive, innocent Chris.
Really?
Yeah. Here's the story. Soon after mask wearing became mandatory in public indoor spaces... My friend went on a long walk. On said walk, she decided to stop off at a shop for a mid-walk nibble. Alas, she realised she had forgotten a mask. Being the good citizen she is, she decided against breaking the rules and going maskless. But then she saw it. A lone, cleanish surgical mask.
Bollocks.
Flapping in the breeze on the pavement.
You can shut up.
So she picked it up. Popped it on and carried on like everything was normal.
That's horrendous.
Yeah. So my question is, what is even more disgusting than picking up a stranger's used mask and wearing it? Surely there must be something so bad that no one has ever done it.
I mean...
I would not be picking up masks.
Like, how can you look at a mask which is designed to stop microscopic germs and a virus at the moment that can kill you?
Yeah.
How can you look at that with the naked eye and say it's cleanish when it's literally designed to stop invisible things?
Well, hence why we are still in this utter shit show a year later.
Because people are
reusing masks.
Can you imagine if it came out in the news that the reason it lasted so long is because people kept picking masks up? I'd be fucking furious. I'd be so angry. Oh, that's so disgusting. Mm-hmm. That is so disgusting. We're literally in a pandemic. Picking up some dog shit would be safer than what she did.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say, sorry?
I was just going to say, you know how the school children are wearing masks at the minute?
Yeah.
Comprehensive school.
Yeah.
I just think the people who are putting that rule into place have never been in a comprehensive school.
Oh, God,
school.
They're filthy, horrible cretins, creatures.
My comp... There would be shit, snot, everything on the walls in the toilets.
Oh.
Like, you know, used sanitary pads would be stuck to the back of chairs. And I'm just like, really?
You're telling me that really? The teenagers haven't already devised a game where if someone takes their mask off for a second, someone farts on it and puts it back.
Absolutely.
You're telling me that that's not a thing. So when he's eating right, oh, look, he's left his mask while he's eating right. Aye. So quick. So fart on it and they put it back. Yeah. And you'll sit there and then you put it on. Like, ah, your mask got farted on. You've been fart masked. Yeah, yeah. I guarantee that's a thing. We are basing this on our comprehensive school experiences, though, which we know are dated. Schools are so much better. When I went back to my school, my old school, Harton, to do the Strictly training, it's a different. They're incredible. The children are.
Oh, but no, I mean, but
the
I'm
young
sorry.
Adults, should I say,
no,
are incredible.
But still.
I know
really?
What you mean. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
You think these teenagers are wearing a different mask every day?
Nah,
you
why
think
not,
they're
man?
Getting them cleaned every night? Are they shite? No? No way. No way.
Well, as long as I don't pick them off the fucking floor.
Well,
we
there
okay.
you can. Who cares? Same. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. My fiancé and I live on the top floor of a tenement building.
Okay.
We got onto the conversation lately about how we could escape if there was a fire. And I said something along the lines of, if there was a fire and you collapsed, I genuinely don't know how I would get you out because I can't lift you.
Hmm.
Right?
That's a nice little happy conversation.
Well, you know, there's Lovely. Not much going on at the minute.
Lovely.
Weeks later, and my fiancé keeps collapsing at random times during the day to test whether I can get him up.
Fucking hell. Sorry, I got too much time.
People need to go back to work.
I love him. No,
like
I mean,
yesterday.
I really love that. I hope it's at like moments where, you know, it, like really inconvenient moments.
Yeah, like yeah, she's yeah, in
yeah.
the bath.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
collapsing.
Great. Yeah. Ding dong. She's in the bath. She's in the bath,
alarm.
And the doorbell's gone. It's the Amazon delivery, and he just hoists himself on the deck. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
I always give up because it's quite clear that he's too heavy for me to carry. So she plays along.
Brilliant. So
do you
she
understand
tries.
What it is? So if there was a fire, mm-hmm. he wants to know
if he had smoke inhalation from the fire.
Yeah.
How would she, yeah. Okay. I get it. I get it.
But she plays along because she's like, I can't.
So
lift
she literally
you.
Starts trying to lift him when he falls.
Yeah.
Over.
Rather than
couple of lunatics.
Get up great. Off the floor.
Great work. You'd step over me.
Of course I would.
In the practice and in the fire.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then I'd go outside and I'd go, oh, I just couldn't find him. I couldn't find him. I don't know where he is. Rosie, you're wearing all of your jewellery. Oh, time ran out and he was nowhere to be seen.
Rosie, you've got his wallet. You've picked his wallet off.
It was hanging out of his coat in the downstairs bathroom. Oh. Rosie, you've got his PlayStation 5. Oh, it's rare. It's really rare. I thought he'd want it if you get him out. Oh, I'm stalling you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm stalling you. Do you listen to a podcast? Do you like podcasts?
God.
Yeah. Love
right.
you.
Good. Love you too.
Anyway, right. Where am right. I? Instead of understanding, he gets genuinely affronted that I wouldn't be able to carry him out and keeps saying that if mothers can lift cars for babies, I should be able to lift him, but I can't.
That's ridiculous. What a pillock. I love him.
I asked him, if I can't lift you out and you die, would you want me to live my life feeling guilty though? Or would you understand beyond the grave?
What is wrong with these people?
He said he would be absolutely fuming.
Great. Mm. Good. Yeah. Wow.
Can you please tell him that he's being extremely unreasonable here and that if he wants to be saved in a fire, then he should have thought about that before he put a ring on a tiny 5'3" lady. She's taller than me.
What an amazing... Yeah, she... I mean, you'd have... That's annoying because now, even though I think this is really stupid what they're doing, I'm now thinking, yeah, you wouldn't be able to carry me.
No, but I would probably collapse first.
Why?
You've got bigger lungs than me.
But you're under the smoke because you're littler.
You want to be under the smoke.
Yeah, but I'm taller than you.
You don't want to be in the smoke.
I know.
Did you not watch the video?
Are you stupid? Are you listening to what I've even said here?
You get I'm to saying, the floor.
Yeah, I'm saying. So I'd pass out. If we both stand at it with normal height, I would pass out first because I'm taller than you, so I'd have more smoke.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
So you'd
sorry.
Be under the smoke.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, you get to the floor.
Right.
Stop, drop, and that's if you're on fire. Stop, Jesus. Drop, and roll if you're on
yeah.
fire.
Yeah.
But if you're in a fire, you get to the floor
yeah.
and you kamikaze the shit out of that.
Kamikaze roll.
Get right. Get out.
I mean,
you put a little. You break the glass in the bottom right-hand side of a window,
right?
And then, because that's the safest place to break it, and
right.
then you put your mattress and you put your mattress out the window on the floor, and you right. jump on your mattress.
Okay, yeah. Again, all of these things that we learned at school, which is basically mm-hmm. all in. You know, if you're in that room and you happen to be away. And yeah, in
I
them,
hope
in
still
that exact
put them.
Situation.
I remember that from school. I hope right. they still go around with the chip pan fires and that.
Right.
Did you have the fire engine that was converted into a classroom come to the school? And you had to go and sit in the back of it and watch a video?
Really?
Did you not have that?
I might not have been able to go and do that.
Oh, you went to really shit schools.
Well, my school's like, I was a talker and I was quite naughty in my early schools. Like, I talked too much and I didn't really pay attention. So when stuff like that happened, they always just let the good kids go and do it.
Chris, I don't think you get left out.
No, I think
like
it was. I think it was
safety.
He talks too much, but he'll just burn. Just let him burn.
What? No. That's not a thing. All right, all the clever, well-behaved children can come and watch the fire safety video. The rest of you fuckers, you're just going to die. If you're in the situation, you will die. All right? The world doesn't need you.
And good riddance.
Yeah, you're bringing nothing to the economy.
All right,
you're
okay.
actually
as
taking
as I said
up
that,
room.
Right, so what I did was I put it on the same rule as the school trips. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Probably, it's not. It's...
I just don't think we had that at our school. I don't think we had that. My schools were cack. Yeah, my schools were cack.
Really cack.
Yeah,
really that was a good day.
Okay.
It was a really... We went in groups.
Right, okay.
Because the back of the fire truck couldn't sit 30 kids, so
right,
we
okay.
went in little groups.
Well, fire hazard, isn't it?
Absolutely. Right. They know what they're doing. Yeah. Story.
We had the one that we had was we all got given a book in the infants and it was a firefly whose bum didn't work and he flew with a match and he burnt his wings and it was don't use matches.
I do remember that.
Yeah. So that was him. That was what he did. Trying to show off.
Great.
So there. Yeah, that was, yeah. Don't show off is probably the rule there. Just don't show off.
Don't show off with matches.
Yeah. If the arse isn't lighting up like it should, don't be using a match.
Good.
End of lesson. That's relevant to everyone.
I'm scared to light any candles.
How relevant is that for kids? If your arse isn't lighting up like the rest of the fireflies, don't use a match and fly or you'll burn your wings. All right, miss.
Means fuck all. Do you know how I learned not to play with matches?
Why?
When I set my bin on fire.
All right, okay.
That was the bedroom bin, me and Kate playing with matches and it set on fire. Because we were setting fire at the carrier bag and there was smoke everywhere. I had to open the windows and never told my mum about this.
Sorry, you opened the window. You didn't break the bottom right-hand corner of the window.
The fire wasn't like in the house.
Right, okay.
But that's when I learned, I don't play with these.
Wow. Did I ever tell you that I burnt my bedspread with a magnifying glass?
No.
Let me tell you that.
I don't think so.
I remember watching something. I can't remember what it was. It was like a Dennis the Menace cartoon. And I think they were roasting ants with a
Toy
magnifying
Story.
Glass.
It's Toy Story.
No, it was before Toy Story was out. Oh. They were roasting ants with a magnifying glass. And I thought, that's not real. And I did it on my bed and the smoke was coming off. And I was like, oh my God, it does work.
It does work,
and I did it for ages with loads of holes in my duvet cover. Yeah.
Your mum thinking you're hot rocking out of the place. He's only seven.
At seven, yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris. I feel like I've got loads of stories to share, but this literally happened only a couple of hours ago and I could not help but share whilst it is still fresh in my mind.
Okay.
This guy is so, like, he cannot believe this has happened.
Right.
Okay. It's not that terrible, but I just think it's interesting.
It's fresh anyway, as well. It's fresh. Let's go.
Yeah. So, like so many, my work life over the last 12 months has been conducted mainly over Teams video calls.
Yeah.
They have become a common part of the day-to-day job and are generally incredibly dull. Today was no exception, as we had our monthly health and safety committee meeting. Dull. As a manager within a large construction firm...
Sorry.
What?
The idea of Microsoft Teams or Zoom makes me want to cry every single time. I hate it. The idea... of a health and safety meeting over Microsoft Teams makes me want to just want to be sick everywhere.
Awful.
So genuinely, fair play to you for sitting
in
through
your house as well.
Oh my God,
you can't
fair play.
Even pretend to be, you
guys,
know,
you
horrible.
Are warriors. People out there having to sit through shit like that, you are martyrs and warriors. Well done.
Yeah.
Good God.
As a manager within a large construction firm, I form part of the committee who currently meet over Teams each month to go through health and safety issues, etc. Why, when there's nobody there?
Well, there will be. They can do it from home, but we don't know what that company does.
All
right,
fair enough.
You know,
it's a what is it? Construction firm. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the removals company removed our house. They all the manager people are at home booting stuff, but the lads.
I hate shit like
they
that.
They couldn't move us from home.
I hate health and safety shit.
Mm.
Oh, honestly. I know it's necessary, but it's just like, and they'll just they'll be repeating the same things every month. Bend your knees when you pick this
up. Yeah, I was just about to say that when I worked at All Sports, I had a really long meeting about how to pick stuff up. And then when I worked at the Inland Revenue, I had a really long meeting about desk ergonomics and how to sit properly at a desk. Oh,
it's like when you go to the tramp, when you take the bait at the trampoline park, you say, why do I have to watch this video every time? I'm like, oh,
every time. You got to watch it at the climbing wall as well. Unbelievable. Yeah, yesterday when I took Robin at the climbing wall, the video was on and he was looking up in the sky at something else. I went, watch the video, son, or at least pretend you're watching it. Don't just look up at the sky. Please.
He's seen it 25 times.
But he doesn't listen. He's five. He doesn't give a shit.
I know. So, there we go. We were approximately 10 minutes into the meeting and I was mid-sentence when one of the participants in the meeting decided to light a cigarette.
Weird.
I mean, bold as brass. She pulled out the cigarette and lit it on camera. Thankfully, I had finished speaking at this point. I did not know where to look.
That is really strange.
Yeah. I did everything to hide my complete amazement, having to look the other way in a bid to stop myself from laughing. We were sitting in a health and safety meeting with managers and directors, and this woman just started smoking. My boss, the managing director of the company, realised after a second and said, Mary, have you just lit a fag?
Why is it weird though?
I don't know why it's weird. So it's like, I can't believe. And so she replied, yes, the joys of working from home.
Fucking legend.
And proceeded to continue to smoke the entire fag.
She's my hero.
I love her. She's Belinda Beef.
That's absolutely... Do you know what? Because I don't know why it's weird. Because she is on a Teams meeting, so what's the problem?
But it's 2020. It's not 1958.
It's 2021. Just so you know.
So it is.
You just lost a year.
Oh, jeez.
That's, yeah, I know what you mean. But she's in her own house. And it's just a video. And it's not affecting them in any way. It's like the same as if she was putting a pen in her mouth and she was chewing the pen. That has exactly the same effect on them in this meeting as the smoking does. But
this is just wrong.
It still does sound weird, but I'm totally on her side. It's fucking great, because she can, and why not? But at the same time, I'm on their side, because it is weird.
It is weird. Right, okay.
Well, you know what would be weirder?
Yeah.
Bowl of cereal.
Do you think?
So just having the meeting and she literally just bowl of Cheerios just up under her chin like that.
I don't think that would be as bad.
Well, it would, because it would be loud as fuck and she wouldn't be able to speak and it would be really rude.
Well, here's something. We haven't done many of these meetings. We've done a few. We've done a fair few.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't. Some people sit on them all day.
Poor buggers.
Are you allowed to eat?
You have a break. It'll be like, if you work, I'm assuming if you work in a place where you can eat at your desk, then yes, the rule is carried on. If you're not. But I mean, she's just gone full.
She's like, so this.
I'd be very surprised if she had pants and knickers on underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fully naked from the waist down.
And not just that. Listen, smoking, it's fair enough, everyone's choice. Not many people smoke in the house anymore.
Not in their own
house,
very
much an outside thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's just bald as brass in her house.
Do you know what it is?
Probably put it.
It's what 2020's done to everyone. It's what it did to everyone. She's, nah. Respect.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want one about nails?
Always. We haven't had nails for ages.
I know, we haven't. We went through a phase at the beginning talking about nails.
This is so weird.
Oh, this is awful. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I've been with my boyfriend for almost 2 years now, but only very recently did I discover something about him that has quite frankly horrified me. We were sat having dinner and talking about little comfort habits that people have, e.g. my brother used to scrunch the bottom of the curtains in his hands whilst watching TV, etc.
Sorry.
That was his little habit. He used to scrunch the bottom of the curtains whilst he was watching TV.
Right, so we're talking sort of waist length curtains. Yeah. We're not talking curtains that go right to the ground, we're talking curtains that just cover the window.
I'm guessing so. Fair enough. With the back of my hair.
Okay.
A lot
okay.
when I'm watching telly and stuff like that, and I pick my fingers. You know I do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're picking your fingers is awful, by the way. I can hear it. A little clicking noise while I'm... It's awful.
It's got a name. I can't remember.
Well, the amount of times I grab your hand to stop you doing it and you immediately just take it off and just keep going.
Because I just find it very...
Oh, sorry. I just don't want my wife pulling bits of our body off.
Oh, well, it's not your body, is it? Just because we're married, you don't own my body.
All right.
Get your own bloody body.
I've got one.
Well, use it.
I do. But every time I go on the bike, you kick off.
Anyway. My boyfriend said that he used to also have a little comfort habit too. Mm. He told me that he would bite his fingernail and keep the nail in his mouth in between his two front teeth for days at a time.
Days? No. I thought you were going to say like until the end of the program he was watching.
No. So I asked him what happened when he would brush his teeth. And he said he'd take the nail out of his mouth put it in his pocket, then put it back in afterwards. He then told me that he would religiously do this when he went on holiday and would purposefully not trim one of his fingernails so that he'd have a nice big nail to bite off on his holidays.
On his holidays. Some people save their money for the holidays. He saves his fucking nail.
When he went to Florida, he bit his nail on the plane journey over and had the same nail in his mouth on the way home 2 weeks later.
Dirty, horrible sod. Disgusting.
Tell you what, that's impressive though.
That's international terrorism is what that is. That's chemical warfare, that. That's absolutely
That same little nail though in his teeth and taking it out.
Don't be impressed by it.
I'm sorry, listen. One, I'm impressed that he's done it and remembered. Right. And two, he must drink a lot of milk. That is a strong little nail.
Just imagine him, right? He obviously didn't go to the theme parks or anything in Florida, did he? Like going on Space Mountain or whatever. Hands in the air, scream, wah! Oh, fuck me nail, where's it gone?
Me little nail.
Did you not enjoy the ride? Lost me nail, didn't I? Swallowed the fucking nail. Can I grow another one? What am I going to do on the flight home? Mum, can I bite your nail? Yeah, he probably would as well.
Oh, he probably would.
Oh, I hate him.
It says here, I could kind of get my head around this if it was when he was a child, but no, he's 27 now and only stopped doing it recently, but I'm sure he probably still does it. I'm currently saving for a house with this man and I can't lie, I'm concerned about my future. My question is, do either of you have an odd little comfort habit? Mind, I pick my skin around my nails.
She picks skin around her nails at all.
Disgusting. I'll never be a hand model.
I like...
Never ever.
Sort of weird thing to be gutted about.
No, but you know, Instagram and that adverts and that, a bit of, you know, extra coin moolah and all that kind of stuff.
I pick beard hairs out, don't I?
Just if anyone was like, do you want to, you know, advertise this nail varnish? I'd be like, I can't. me hands are horrific.
Yeah. Well, you would get sent the pack normally if you're doing an advert for someone. Like, well, we'll send you the pack, you know, with the product in and with some stuff and blah, 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 and some stuff to film. You'd literally have to get a hand sent.
Yeah.
Like, can I have a hand? Or can someone come round for the day and I'll use their hand?
Yeah, it's not good.
I pick my beard hairs.
I
pick my beard hairs. I don't know if I've talked about it before, but I think I've promoted to sometimes pick my nose hairs so I can sneeze, which is quite good. I quite like doing that.
It's awful to watch.
Yeah.
Horrible.
But I'm sorry, keeping it in the mouth is so weird. Mm. I totally understand biting the nails. I totally get it. But keeping it in the mouth is so weird for weeks as well. Again,
I'm falling on the impressed side. You're a bit
impressive.
Disgusted.
It's
I'm impressed.
So, how did he hold a conversation? How big is this gap?
He must have just been like, I'm trying, I can't talk to him. I've got a nail in my teeth.
Yeah, do you know that guy? Yeah, the guy with the lisp. No, it's not a lisp. He's just got a fucking fingernail jammed between his two front teeth. The animal. Like some kind of cartoon farmer with a bit of hair, but it's actually his fingernail. Oh. You know what it is, right? So there's some people who do it with like a toothpick or whatever. Some people, I don't know if they just do it for effect. Or they do like if they've got a toothpick in their mouth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There was a guy, he doesn't fight, I don't think he fights anymore. He fought in the UFC. He was a champion at one point. He was called Benson Henderson. Mm-hmm. That was his name.
Smooth, like the tabs?
Well, Smooth, but it's Benson and Hedges, isn't it? But his nickname was Smooth Benson Henderson. He was lightweight champion at one point in the UFC. Whenever the fight was finished, he would automatically have a toothpick in his mouth.
Right.
And I remember thinking, has that been in your mouth the full fight? Well, because that is the most dangerous.
Surely, no, it wouldn't have been. Would have handed him.
What? Imagine that, though. What's your job? Oh, I'm his coach. What do you do? I'll put the ice on him. What do you do? I'll put the Vaseline on him. Ah, hold his fucking toothpick. Yeah, proud. Is your man proud? Like,
but you can't be fighting with a toothpick in your mouth. I don't know.
But it was like, I remember he was fighting someone and he beat them on leg kicks or something. He beat them and they went to the ground and the ref's like, right, finished. And then he stood and he looked at the camera, celebrated, and the toothpick was in his mouth. There was no time for him to get it off someone else. Maybe it was in his mouth the whole time. I don't know.
Maybe he keeps it under his skin.
Oh.
You know, these people
shouldn't be allowed.
Isn't there people who do that?
What do you mean?
I've seen videos where the kind of like, pierce the skin and just store stuff in the skin. We've talked about that before about the coin when someone put a coin.
Oh, don't remind us of that. I forgot that was the dry skin and the coins and the blister or whatever.
Yeah. I bet he does that with the toothpick.
Oh God.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, I need to take you back a couple of episodes to 110 when Rosie told the story about her friend Steph's drawstring bag.
Right.
And Chris's mate who turned up at a stag do with a drawstring bag.
Yes.
My uni mate and I are now all dotted around the country and we all make an effort to meet up a couple of times a year.
Right.
This particular friend, let's call him Alan because that's his name. Great. Nice. We met up at the train station. Alan had got himself a McDonald's along the way. We went straight to the hotel to drop off our bags. Alan had driven down, so I assumed his bag was in the car. But it turns out I was wrong. His bag was not in his car and he did not get a McDonald's on the way. His clothes and overnight garments were in the McDonald's bag.
Get in!
This did not Get seem at in. All unusual to him.
Oh.
He handed... he handed over for storage at the travel lodge with a straight face while me and the group could not contain our laughter. This wow. is not unusual behaviour and that's why we love him. And
wow.
that's from Sam in Leyland.
He's done that on purpose. He's done
Do
that.
You think?
As a, that's a prop. Yeah, he's done that on purpose to get the laughs. Yeah.
Do you think?
And fair play to it. Yeah, he's a prop comic. Fair play to him.
It would be dead greasy.
Might not. It probably wasn't. He probably specifically picked one that
probably
wasn't.
Probably got one deliberately.
Because yeah. who keeps... You put all the stuff in, you crumple it up and you throw it to like...
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Fair enough. I
Good
mean,
for him.
Yeah. If it's, you know, if everyone got a laugh out of it and he had enough clothes in it, then everyone's a winner.
Job done.
There you go.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, do, do,
do, do, do. Guys, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
As always, we bloody love you. Like we say, we'll be back with an episode proper next week, back in your ears. And yeah, we'll see you all on tour as well. Thank you so much. Big love. Bye.
I haven't done the Acast Creator Network bit because you just jumped in.
Oh, sorry.
I always go first.
Okay, 2 seconds then. Hold on. Go on then.
Shag Marinoid is now part of the Acast Creator Network. Mm. You're going to piss people off by doing that.
Cup of soup.
Yeah.
Cup
Thanks for soup. Listening, everyone. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.